the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when these things shall be. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us it is a word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and then Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and then Matthew will appear. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All the things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us it is a word to watch and pray. He said, you come and share all my sorrow. You said you'll be there for all my tomorrow. I came so close to sending you away. Just like you promised, you came here to stay. I just had to pray. And Jesus said, come to the water and stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in the darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. Your goodness so great, I can't understand. But dear Lord, I know that all this was planned. Savior, you're one and always will be. Your love loosed my chains, and in you I'm free. But Jesus, why me? And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in the darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. Jesus, I give you my heart and my soul. I know that without God I never be whole. Savior, you open all the right doors. I thank you and praise you from earth's humble shores. Take me, I'm yours. And Jesus that come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in the darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. Jesus, I give you my heart and my soul. I know that God I'll never be whole. Savior, you open all the right doors. I thank you and praise you from earth's humble shore. Take me, I'm yours. And Jesus, let come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in the darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I'm dying. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him. And you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the prints of the nails in his hand. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him. And you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the prints of the nails in his hand. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him. And you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him, by the prints of the nails in his hand. There's a road that's straight and narrow that the saints have traveled on, paved with all the tribulations of the martyrs that are gone. If you're grateful for the victory and for showing us the way, then give thanks for all your blessings
Get on your knees and pray.
Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank you, God. In this world of grief and sorrow, filled with self and greed, There remains the glory fountain to supply our every need. You can find it in the temple with a welcome on the door. But be sure to count your blessings before you ask for more. Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank you, God. Be forgiving to the wayward, like the Master told us to. When he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They would change their way of living if they could but understand. So remember, they're your brothers, they need a helping hand. Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God. Be forgiving to the wayward, like the Master told us to. When he cried, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They would change their way of living if they could but understand. So remember, they're your brothers, they need a helping hand. Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my belly? Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I'm thirsty, he's my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. With arms folded around me, he wraps me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my belly? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When my tears flow like a river, and my burdens are high as a mountain, when the ones that I've counted on have let me down, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one that I can count on. I can't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. With arms folded without me, he wraps me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my belly? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When my tears flow like a river, and my burdens are high as a mountain, when the one that I've counted on have let me down, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one that I can count on.
I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do when I need someone to talk to? He's always there to listen. When arms fold without me, he wraps me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my belly? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, clap for me. Oh, my loving brother, when this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rock of ages, cleft for me. He has sounded forth the trump that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Revelation chapter 3. And to the angel of the church of Sardis, write the following. This is the solemn pronouncement of the one who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds, that you have a reputation that you're alive, but in reality you are dead. That's what happened back in the church age of Sardis. Wake up then and strengthen what remains that was about to die, because I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Therefore remember what you received and heard and obeyed, and repent. If you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will never know at what hour I will come against you. But you have a few individuals in Sardis who have not stained their clothes, and they will walk with me dressed in white, because they are worthy. The one who conquers will be dressed like them in white clothing, and I will never erase his name from the book of life, but will declare his name before my Father in heaven, before his holy angels. The one who has an ear, better hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And here, I want to zero in on something here. In And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, that's in 1520. That's what that angel, the seven stars that Jesus held in his right hand, and well, that was one of them. That was the fifth one. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write. It was that angel that was communicating with Martin Luther. These things said he that had the seven stars of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. See, that's what happened back in the church age in the 1520s. And they were good there for a while. They just lived by faith. And Martin Luther single-handedly took that complete, that European world out of the clutches of Satan, out of the Roman Catholic Church, and he single-handedly, with that angel, just simply delivered them out of that spiritual darkness. They were steeped in 1,000 years of darkness. They call it Satan's millennium. And single-handedly, he took them out, and there, for a while, everybody was happy. Finally, they come out of that Roman Catholic hierarchy, and everybody was free. And he single-handedly delivered him. But here, after a while, Jesus comes around, he checks it through, and he says, I know thy work. You have a name that you're alive, but you're dead. See what happened back in 1520. I went into the history of all that, what happened back there, what transpired back there. You can do it just by the flick of a button on your iPhone, and you can go back and about 1530, I kept saying it over and over again, 1530, Satan was looking in. Satan, he didn't take that sitting down, just like he never does. Here comes one lone individual and completely takes the whole European world out of Satan's clutches, out of the Roman Catholic Church. Well, Satan, he didn't take that sitting down, and he figured he just sat back and did some manipulating and figured out, how am I going to get even with this Martin Luther program here? And he just sat back, and what he did, he don't take nothing sitting down. When you do something for the Lord, remember one thing, the devil is right there to try to discourage you. And that's what he did back in that hour there. And then he sent in these zealots, these religious people. He sent in these Martin, these Jakob Hooters, and they were actually a Catholic priest, and they were so-called converted. But what the devil does then, he sends in these antichrists, and here he comes with that with Jakob Hooter, and with Andreas Ehrenpreis, Peter Riedemann, and that Zwingli character, and all they did when you sit back and analyze it. See, you and I, we sit back and we analyze. We take it to the microscope of Scripture and through the microscope of history. And here, lo and behold, we find out 10 years after Martin Luther being put his 95 theses on the Wittenberg Church there, here he comes, and he's got now Satan, he comes on with his program, which to the normal people, to the average person, which would be a lot more attractive than what Martin Luther ever taught to heaven, because people fell for it. They fell for that Jakob Hutter stuff and for that Zwingli stuff. And all of a sudden, there was a tug-of-war. They were fighting with amongst each other, and all he had to do was stick with what Martin Luther, that church messenger, that angel said, through the lips of Martin Luther, the just shall live by faith. And then what the devil does, he brings in, like I say, he brings in these tugs, he brings in these antichrists, and then he establishes this community-style living. From now on, if you really want to love your brother and have brotherly love, you got to bring him into a community-style living. And he's seeing, and here what the devil did, he under the table, he swept the inhabitants of the earth right back into Roman Catholicism, and they didn't know it. But now he's got a religious cloak on, and I just read that here yesterday, the day before yesterday. I know thy work, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. See, all these Hutterite colonies, all these cults, all these religions out there, all that come out from under the table of these Zwinglis and all that, they've got a name that they're All they got is a name that they live, and they are dead. What are their fruits? You got to look at the fruit of the day. You got to look at the fact of the matter. They're dead. They have no spiritual capacity of mankind. When their people get cancer, they bury, because they haven't got what it says, these signs will follow them that believe, and my name they'll cast out devils, and my name they'll heal the sick. That's what does it. What it does when you have a church that's alive. But see, these churches, these other I call these Amish, and these Society of Brethren, and these all these cults out there, they're dead. It's just that simple. Like I said, I just read it here the other day, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. That's why they're dead, because they're not rooted in that angel that came to Martin Luther that said, to just to live by faith. Like I say, they came in with a different program. What the devil does, like I say, when God does something, he comes in like a dirty shirt and he sees how he can pervert it. That's why you and I, we're in the ball here. We know when these tubs come around here trying to drag us back into their gutters and things like that. But see, he can't do that with us, because God has given us a mandate and a job to do to preserve this truth that's been given to the church age of literacy through the vocal cords of William Branham and through the vocal cords of Brother Jackson. That's our mandate, and now we are just exposing these religionists out there, these cults. That's all they are. They're just cults, and just that simple. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life. We thank you for your word. Most of all, Lord, we thank you for the understanding of your word that you've given us here in these closing days, the time where it's at, and the end time, you're going to expose all the wickedness and all, even the intent of a person's heart. He said, you'll take the wraps off, and now you're doing that, Lord, and we're just so grateful that you've allowed us to see the things that's going on around us, Lord. Help us to be faithful and true. Help us to say things the way you want it said, Lord. And we just pray to continue to do with us as you see fit. Lead and guide us by that of your Spirit, Lord. Help us to be faithful and true and to be overcomers in the day and hour that we're now living in. We ask, Lord, that you give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Yeah. Like I say, here in the last days, God is the mystery of iniquity is being revealed. I never knew that till I read it the other day. How these churches, they have a name. They're just a name, but they can't produce nothing. Like even that charismatic spirit that's rampant around the world, it cannot produce. These people, they believe, they think that it's God that they're serving, and then they get some kind of a disease like that Reuben here in and North Korea, he got this Lou Gehrig, and he thought he's got the right faith. He thought he's got the right belief structure. And I went over there to visit him one day, and I noticed they were about to have a prayer meeting there. And I said, well, I'm not going to join your prayer meeting, because they were trying to get together to pray for him that God would do something about that Lou Gehrig's disease that he had. And I knew what they were about. I knew they were charismatics. But then I said to him, I'm not going to join your charismatic your prayer meeting. But what I'll do, I'll mind the Lord. I'll go to the Lord and I'll ask him why you have that disease. Why that disease came on you. And so I left, and they had their prayer meeting, their powwow. And about 2 weeks later, I was coming back from Florida. And just as coming into Manitoba, the Lord spoke to me. The reason he's got that Lou Gehrig, because he's hooked in with that false religion, that Yusipsana, that Fairham religion, that charismatic religion, and it can never produce. So I called him up right away. I said, Reuben, the reason you got that Lou Gehrig, you're plugged into the wrong religion. That charismatic spirit from that Fairham group over there. That thing never delivers. It's just got a form of God, but it never can do nothing for it. Oh, no, these women are godly women. Well, see, that was his opinion and his take, but I was just telling them the truth. That charismatic stuff, that can never deliver. It's like, they have a name, It looked good there for a while, but they're dead. They can't produce nothing. And that's just the fact of the matter. It's just that simple. We've been trying to tell people that. See, when you and I, when I got cancer, you prayed for me, and the cancer left, because we're in touch with the Church of the Living God. We do exactly what Jesus said after the resurrection, and my name, they'll lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. That's why we're the Church of the Living God. And my name, they'll cast out devil. When that guy came through here, we cast the devil out of him. You see, the Lord, we're alive. We're not dead like they are. Our thing here is alive and well and kicking, and it lines up with the scriptures. These signs shall follow them that believe. You and I, we're believing the Word of God, and if the signs are following us, we're alive, we're vibrant, and we're active, and we're not one of them where they have only a name that they're alive, but they're actually dead. That's what's going on out there in these cults. Because how do I know that? Because I presented them with the truth, the fact that God sent the prophet, and because if they were real, if they were hooked into the real source, they would have accepted the truth like you and I did. When we heard that God sent the prophet, we plugged into it and we accepted it, we believed it, and we knew it was the truth because we have a love for the truth. We, like you and I, we're for real. We're not one of these phonies that have a name only, that are a name that live and are dead. See, if you're alive and truth is presented to you, then you will accept truth. But so see, I presented these Mike from Sommerfeld's and these Jake from Bloomington. I presented them with the truth, and the Hutterite Church is not real because they cannot accept truth. If they would be for real, they would have done what you and I did. When we heard the truth, we embraced it with a passion, and there was nothing that anybody could do to veer us off course, because we're the Church of the Living God. And when somebody is for real, you present them with the truth, and they will accept the truth. It's just that simple. And if they don't accept the truth, that tells me they're not of God. It's just that simple. Just simply black and white. There's no use beating around the bush. If you're for real, if you're hooked in, and if you're a believer, you will accept the truth. It's just that simple. That's why the world out there, they're not for real. These churches are not for real. They're just carnal. They're just phonies. They're just pretenders. They only have a name that they're alive, but they are dead. And that not only goes for the Hutterites and for the Amish and for the Society of Red, that goes for that whole world church system. Just exactly what we've been saying all along here. If you're not hooked into in the Church of the Laodicea, to these, one of these seven stars, these angels that Jesus held in his right hand back in the book of Revelation, if you're not hooked onto that chapter and that channel, then believe you'll be Satan will come in, and he'll take you out to left field, and he'll take you right out to hell and death, and you won't even know that he's doing it, because he appeals to the flesh. He's got such a, like back in the church, age of Sardis, they came in, these antichrists, and they were a lot more attractive than Martin Luther ever taught of me, because they took the masses out to hell and death, and they didn't even know it. And to this day, you see the results. You see what that Hutterite thing is. It's nothing but dead works. It's nothing but dead. And as soon as you present them with the truth, they run you out of town. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. That's right, because you have to realize when God does something, Satan is right there to distort things, and that's what people are not aware of, that there's the spirit of the Antichrist that has gone out. Just as soon as the good sower went out and planted his seed, the enemy came in and sowed his tares. And those two have run side by side right throughout the grace age. And people are not aware of that. They're not aware that there's an enemy out there that is always there to distort. See, when it says in Revelation about the Sardis church, be careful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. See, they were just given the just shall live by faith. See, they weren't given the whole package. That's why it's called the Reformation. When you will look up the word Reformation, to reform. It means to change from worse to better, to amend or to correct. See, it was just a reformation because God just gave them the truth of the just shall live by faith, and it was to reform it from that old idol worshiping false doctrine of Roman Catholicism. They had so many, like Martin Luther had 95 points against them. And men before Martin Luther that came, like Huss and Wycliffe, and there were other men as well, they had points against Roman Catholicism well. But Martin Luther just took up the torch that was being lit and kindled by these men, and he just ran with it because he received the revelation that just shall live by faith. And that's what reformed Roman Catholicism, because Roman Catholicism had all everything wrapped up. Like salvation was by Roman Catholicism according to their teaching. That's why the devil had it sewn up that the Bible was written in Latin. Nobody could understand it. So they could dictate to the people whatever they wanted. They could change the word to whatever they wanted. That's why they had all these rituals, all these dogmas and creeds. They had everything set against people. So people could not tap into salvation. That's what the just shall live by faith really means. Is salvation is of God, not of works. And that changed that whole Europe structure and the church system. But when you don't move on with God and the channel that God has with Martin Luther, Wesley, and then the 1900s, like that took from the 1500s then down to 1900s. That's 400 years that God was restoring things. And then, but the age of restoration, restoring the Pentecostal hour came in the 1900s and downward. And that's what happened, what God was restoring is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's what they had at Pentecost in the early church there. But it took a prophet, William Branham, Brother Branham, to take all the truths that God had restored and take it into that package that was that the early church had. That's what that whole package was about. That's why the Lutheran hour was just a reformation.
That's the beginning point.
Yeah, it was the beginning point. But Brother Branham was the restoring part of all these things that the early church had. But in it all, you have to realize that the enemy had decoys out there. Like they were always roads that led off from the channel that God has. That's why there's so many denominations. When the Lutherans, they denominated, that's why it became dead. In the next church age, you will read in Philadelphia, it says synagogues of Satan. And that's what they become when they don't move on with God. It becomes a synagogue of Satan because they form creeds, dogmas, and the Holy Spirit cannot move in these churches. And that's why they're these denominations. And the Bible, in the end, calls them little harlots of Roman Catholicism because they did the very same thing that Roman Catholicism did. They repented not of her evil deeds. And you can see what when God restored the faith of the early church in the 1900s, in the 20th century, that's when what God was doing. But there was the church was of America, in the church world, they rejected that prophet and his message to go back, what he was doing, restoring the faith of the early church. That Antichrist spirit doesn't sleep. It continues moving. And then once they rejected that what happened was that charismatic movement, like you were talking about, that Reuben from Amnorque. You see, that is part of that charismatic movement. It never delivers. They demand healing of God, but they do not follow His word. See, the healing comes within the word of God, believing the word. And that's why after Brother Brenham brought the message, the seals, and in 1963, that's when America rejected. They really rejected him before that already. 1957, Brother Brenham said, "I believe this is the year that America will have to make a decision if they're going to go with the Bible or they're gonna stay with their creeds and their dogmas." And then after that rejection, that charismatic spirit started writing. And that's what you see in the church world today, is that charismatic spirit. It's just like here, you have a name, but you're dead. They're spiritually dead. They have a name that they're a Christian church and things like that. But in all actuality, it's just like here in the Sardis church, you're dead. Because if they do not have the word, they're dead. Because it's the word that quickens you. The word of God. They just want to have this movement going, like to excite people. But it's the word of God that changes the hearts of men and changes their ways of life and the ways of doing things. That's why it was so important to accept the prophet. That prophet took you back to that hour of Pentecost. When they had that full package there, they had justification, sanctification, and glorification in the package. And that what God was doing in the 1500s in the Sardis church was starting that process. That's why it was justification, and then Wesley was sanctification. And in the 20th century, God delivered a package of glorification, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And these churches out there, the Hutterites, the Mennonites, the Amish, the Pentecostals, they did not move on with God. So they have a name, like it says, but in actuality they're dead.
Amen to that. See what it is, and the long and the short of when we look back now, the 1520. What it is, you see that giant ship, it's going south, mm-hmm. but you know you gotta go north. So what you do, that what God was trying to do, he was turning that ship around.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just turn a ship on mm-hmm. a dime. It took 300-400 years to finally turn it around. And here comes William Branham with a message, with the message to go back exactly what it says over at Malachi.
That's right.
To turn us back to the apostolic faith of our fathers. And now that ship is gone. But see, people didn't believe him. People, they didn't turn around with him. And they could not accept with the fact that turning us back to the Word. Turn us back to water baptism and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, when you and I heard it, we just took a beeline. And we got mm-hmm. out and got baptized in Jesus' name, because that's what that prophet was supposed to turn us back to the apostolic faith of our forefathers, because throughout the ages, Satan has infiltrated and polluted that whole picture that you couldn't see black or white. You didn't know what was going on, like I say. And then God used the reformers to turn that ship around. And then here, in the end time, he sent us William Branham in the church here to Laodicea. And he laid it out. He opened up the seventh seal. And see, you and I, we tapped into that. And then I tried to introduce it to these zealots and the Hutterite cult, these scribes and these Pharisees and these tugs, really, that evolved into tugs. And they rejected it. They terminated me just exactly what they did to the Christians back throughout the Dark Ages. They burned them at the stake. And that's what they did to you and I. When we told them the truth, they do exactly what the church world has done throughout the ages. They turn them out and they burn you at the stake. If the law of the land would allow it, like I keep saying, they'd have burned us at the stake 10 times over again. But see, we have a mandate. We tell them people the truth. I wish I could, sometimes I wish I could do like they all do. They call every Hutterite that dies, he's automatically, because he's a Hutterite, from here, way out west. They automatically die. They automatically think to go to heaven. But see, you and I, we're telling people the truth. It's not so. You have to be connected to the source. You have to accept the fact that God sent the prophet. Because back in the, before Jesus went to the crucifixion, this will be eternal life, that they believe in them whom I will send. And then he sent these seven stars to the seven churches throughout the grace age, and here in the church at the Laodicea, we had an angel, and he took the vocal cord of Brother Branham, and then when he died, he took the vocal cord of Brother Jackson. Then when he died, we're just contending, we're just holding on to the thing that had been firmly established in the church at the Laodicea. And all we're doing, we're giving people an invitation. All that's left is that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. The grace age is over. The fact to ever become a bride of the Lord Jesus Christ is over as of October the 15th, 2021. After that, it switches into something else. Now the invitation is on to the marriage supper of the Lamb. You can never become part of the bride of Christ. Jesus Christ, because they forfeited. They told me to get out of here. You got till sundown to get out of here. See, they didn't want the truth because they're not of God. If they would be of God, then they would have accepted the truth like you and I did. You and I are of God. And then we got the truth and we accepted it. We ran with it and we did exactly what the Bible says. But see, if they would be of God, they would have done what we have, and now all we're doing, we're exposing them. When they really, they're not of God, and just that whole system is not of God. It does not have its foundation, like we keep saying. This foundation goes back to Jacob Hutter and to Andreas Ehrenfeld, to these antichrists. That's all it was built on. These people were agents of Satan, and then they found a movement behind it that Satan was driving it because he was downplaying the program that God had through that angel to Martin Luther, and then from there it went to Wesley, and from Wesley it went to Brother Branham. It's just a move. See, the truth keeps moving on. Whether you move with it or not, it's going to move on. If we don't go on board and move on with it, we'll be left out in the cold. And that's what's happening right now. What's going on right now is that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And that invitation is this message here that we're putting out on a day-to-day basis. And all you simply have to do is believe. It's just that simple. We did a heavy lifting. We present. The Lord took us out for the last 40 years to teach us these things. We wouldn't know nothing if we would have stayed in that compound. We'd be just as blind as everybody else. But the Lord, rich in mercy, took us out so he could teach us something. And now, all we're doing now, we're holding the fort. We're holding on to the things that have been firmly established. And we're bringing it out and we're telling people what's on now. Now, the only thing that's on is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And if you reject that, you're going to have to go through this hell that's coming down the road here. This tribulation and this the day of the Lord. But if you accept what we're saying here, you get yourself a ticket to glory. Just that simple. And you're going to be able to escape all this hell that's coming. Because the Bible says, watch and pray that you may be found worthy to escape. Escape what? Escape this hell that's coming here. Because the day of the Lord is just up the road. Within 3 years, all these things will happen exactly the way we see it. Now all you got to do is jump on board and be done with it. And somehow God will make a way if you can only get yourself to believe. Because this is that stream that song talks about. If I sign and strum, there's an early flute. And there is everything. Everything you need for daily living if you can only get yourself to believe the message for your day. And that's what we're doing here. We're bringing it out on a day-to-day basis. It's just that simple.
And that's why when you go to Malachi, the hearts of the children, see, in the early church, those were the hearts of the children. They were children that could learn, you know. When you come to the Reformation, the hearts of men have become so ensconced in their traditions, in their ways of doing things. Thinking they're Christians, like their creeds and their dogmas, their penance. They became so staunched in those things that it took time for that process to work And to get that that whole package of what the early church had. That's why it took Brother Branham to take the hearts of the children here in this hour and take it back to the faith of the fathers of the early church. See, that took a whole process, because you know how the hearts of men become so staunch and so full of tradition and religion that it takes time to bring in a change. People don't want to change. Like, you look at that Hutterite structure, it's so hard to change that structure because it has been like it's been going since the when there was that Anti-Baptist movement in 1540 or something like that, around that era. See, that's how that system has gone to be like it is today. You can't get in there edgewise. The Holy Spirit can't move in that system. It is a dead system. Spiritually speaking, it might be a way of life, and in many ways it can be a pretty good way of life in the sense of security and things like that, people taking care of each other. But spiritually speaking, it's a dead system. The Holy Spirit cannot move there because they are so wrapped up in their tradition and in their religions that it can't move. That's how it was when you look at Roman Catholicism. This Holy Spirit couldn't move. That's why it took a revelation that just shall live by faith to get that thing moving, and it took 400 years in order to get that whole package of what the early church had.
Amen to that. And well, we're just trying to bring it out here in the closing days. And the things that you and I are saying, to them it's like almost not like the unpardonable sin, like we're committing a great sin in their eyes.
Uh-huh.
because they're so traditionalized that what we do is just exactly what the Bible says. And the last day, good will be called evil, and evil will be called good. Now they got you and I branded as the bad guy, when they're actually the bad guys. Mm-hmm. See, it's an upside down world.
Yeah.
The truth will be evil spoken. All we did, we was telling them the truth. Mm-hmm. Well, so they get together and they decided that you and I are evil. We're the bad guys.
That's what happened.
That's the picture. That when they see you and I, mm-hmm. they got that picture in front. They're the bad guys. That makes them the good guys. But it's the opposite. They're the bad guys. They're the ones that's going out to hell and that. And we're the ones that are trying to tell them that this is where it's at. And God sent the prophet to turn us back to the apostolic faith of our fathers. That's all we've done. We've just surrendered our will to the Lord Jesus Christ, that he can do with us as he sees fit. And now he's given us the understanding of what's going on around us. And we only got 2-3 years more years left before Jesus comes back to set up his millennial reign. It's just that simple. We've tapped into this, something that's for real. It's not a gee whiz, and by golly, it's reality, because you and I, when we heard that invitation to go back to the apostolic faith of our fathers, like it says in Malachi there, Malachi 4, behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet to turn the hearts of the children back to the apostolic faith of our fathers. And if you can get yourself dug out of that tradition, the traditional churches out there that are dead, they only have a name that they'll live, but they're actually dead, and if they, when they die, they simply just go out to hell and that. That's all that death can produce, and that system can only produce more of the same, more death. And we're trying to breathe some life into it, and then we're the bad guys. You know, they got us in the out simply because we're telling them the truth. And that's what that sodomite, the sodomite man is going to do. It's going to make sure that you're being kicked out, and because they can't navigate. They can't handle truth. That system cannot handle the truth. We've been telling people the truth here for 40 years, and they only one thing. These guys are bad, and we're the good guys. And that's the picture that the devil paints in their eyes. Like I say, good will be called evil, and evil will be called good. The word of truth will be evil spoken of. So it's, you just got to get off that roller coaster, that diabolical system, and then here in the end time, the beckoned the day of Peter. He said, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils and all that stuff that we that has infiltrated every aspect of society. And you can't find your way unless you really surrender it to the Lord, and then He will lead and guide you into all truth to the ministry of that church age and Laodicea, that messenger, William Branham and Brother Jackson. If you can only get yourself to believe that, and all we're doing, we're holding on to the fort, we're holding on to the things that have been firmly established through that angel. Really, that angel, like I said, he took the vocal cords of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Anything outside of that, he'll take you out to hell and death. And just that simple.
That's right, Heavenly Father. We just come before you and we give you thanks. We just want to lay out a picture so people can understand your wonderful ways, what you've done in the church history, Lord, in the Reformation and down through time to the 20th century, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that you'll help these words speak to the hearts and the minds of people, that they can understand your ways, Lord, and that they come to repentance. First of all, people need to repent of their ways, Lord. And because they've rejected your ways and they're staunched in this religious system and in this religious environment where they are totally opposite of what you are. You move by your spirit and you move in the hearts of people to quicken them, to come so that they come to repentance, to make them alive and to live with you, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that you'll take these words and help them speak. People. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.